Sunday night at 9, CBS presents a drama called Failsafe, not the 1964 movie starring Henry Fonda, but a new TV version with George Clooney, who's also the executive producer. It's a version that will be performed live and broadcast in black and white. Although TV critic David Bianculli can't review the show in advance, he does have some advance observations.
There are two stories to talk about here. The story about Failsafe the drama, and the story about Failsafe in the larger picture of TV in the year 2000. First things first. The original Failsafe movie, based on the 1962 novel, was presented at the height of the Cold War, when fears of both the Soviet Union and nuclear weaponry ran deep. The plot involves a technical failure somewhere within America's war machine, leading to an unprovoked bomber attack against the Russians. The president contacts the Soviet premier in hopes of averting an all-out nuclear war, with both sides of the Iron Curtain on red alert. Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove played with the same basic story that same year, but for laughs. Failsafe was dead serious. In the 1964 film, director Sidney Lumet presented events as realistically as possible. There was no music score whatsoever, and the feel was more of a documentary than a movie. Here's an example, with the president briefing his Russian translator on the conversation they're about to have with the Soviet leader. The president is played by Henry Fonda, the translator by a young Larry Hagman.
Buck, I'm going to talk to the Soviet premier now. You'll translate what he says to me. He'll have his own translator telling him what I say, but I want something more from you.
Yes, sir, whatever I can do.
I think the premier will be saying what he means. He usually does, but sometimes there's more in a man's voice than in his words. And there are words in one language that don't carry the same weight in another. You follow me?
Well, I think so, sir.
It's very important the premier and I understand each other. I don't have to tell you how important. So I want to know not only what he's saying, but what you think he's feeling. Any inflection of his voice, any tone, any emotion that adds to his words, I want you to let me know.
Yes, sir, I'll do my best.
I know you will, Buck. It's all any of us can do. And don't be afraid. Say what you think. Don't be afraid all this is too big for you, Buck. It's big, all right, but it still depends on what each of us does. History lesson number one. I'll talk to Moscow now.
Sunday's TV version is written by Walter Bernstein, the same man who adapted the novel for the original movie. It's directed by filmmaker Stephen Frears, and the cast, assembled by Clooney, is first rate. Richard Dreyfuss plays the president, Noah Wiley of ER plays the translator, and Clooney plays the colonel in the cockpit of the bomber. Other performers include Brian Dennehy, Harvey Keitel, Don Cheadle, and Sam Elliott. And all of them will be performing live, like in the golden age of television. And that's the larger story here. With primetime TV audiences dwindling each year, it seems the networks are deciding more and more to fight back by using tricks from 50 years ago. Back then, TV was trying to lure audiences from radio. Today, they're trying to keep them from defecting to cable and the internet. Some of the weapons they're using, though, are precisely the same. Credit this new wave of old-wave TV to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the ABC summer series that is nothing short of a phenomenon. No matter where the network plays it or how often, Millionaire is a major hit. It's the first quiz show in primetime since the scandals of the late 50s, and it's done something that TV had all but forgotten how to do. It gets several generations of viewers into the same room, watching the same show. Quiz and game shows aren't the only golden age TV tricks being applied again these days. Thanks or no thanks to UPN and WWF SmackDown, pro wrestling is back in primetime. Fox is talking about presenting 15-minute shows, a concept last seen a half century ago. And Failsafe is only the first of several planned live TV experiments. Is this a step forward or a step backward? Wrestling, no question, is a giant leap back for mankind. Quiz shows, good ones, and Millionaire is a good one, were and are fun to watch. And live TV, I love it. Some people are saying the only reason to watch Failsafe is to see if someone makes a mistake. I'm after more than that. I'm after excitement and excellence.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. You can catch the original Failsafe movie Sunday night at 11:30 on Turner Classic Movie Channel. Earlier today, I recorded an interview with Sidney Poitier, who's written a new memoir. We'll play the interview sometime soon. We'll close today's show with the theme from his movie To Sir With Love, as recorded by Al Green.